Housing advocates are bracing for a rise in evictions after the last statewide protection for tenants during the pandemic expired last month. Millions of California households are still behind on rent. So in response, a collective of tenants' rights organizers and legal experts have created a new tool to help people during eviction cases. It's called the Tenant Toolkit. And joining us to talk about it is UCLA law professor Gary Blasey. Hello.
Hello. Good to be with you.
So how does this tool work?
The way it works is that before tenants can be evicted, the landlord has to take them to court, but the tenant only has 5 days to get legal help. And under the current circumstances, that's very difficult. So what the tool does is it allows any tenant who has been served with an eviction case to go online with a smartphone or other internet-enabled device, answer some questions in Spanish or English, and then the knowledge program into the tool will generate all the paperwork they need to file in court within that 5 days. It's at a site called tenantpowertoolkit.org.
But does this allow a tenant to go and do all of this themselves, or do they still need legal assistance?
Well, the tool shouldn't be necessary. San Francisco, as you may know, has a right to counsel in eviction cases, but that's the only jurisdiction in California that has that. So we view this as a second best alternative to finding a lawyer. And how hard it is to find a lawyer depends on where you are. But the imbalance between supply and demand for legal help in this area is really out of whack.
How are legal aid offices keeping up with this expected demand increase?
They're not. And the wave of evictions has only just begun. So even at a relatively well-resourced place like Los Angeles, there just isn't enough legal help to go around.
What has been the impact of the tool? Have people who have used the tool been successful in defending themselves against eviction?
225 tenants have successfully avoided an automatic loss of their case by generating the paperwork that they need to file in court. That'll give them at least another 10 days to try to find a lawyer if they can. And if they can't, we can direct them to places that will help them continue to represent themselves.
In California, tenants are actually supposed to have a lot of rights. But how does that compare to what you and your colleagues are actually seeing in practice out there?
Well, tenants have a lot of rights in theory. In practice, those rights completely disappear unless within 5 days you can do the paperwork necessary to get your day in court so that you can exercise those rights. So it's the difference between the legislature giving you rights that sound good and the legal system making it incredibly difficult to assert those rights.
Professor Blasey, thank you very much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Gary Blasey is a law professor at UCLA. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.